begin on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, which is where we were up to. It looks like Saba Josh has been snowed out. Zok Terelik Arisha. Oy, oy, oy. Mashbia ani alechem. Im lo tavo v'taiduni sheyesh li biyad ploni pikadon utzemet yad v'gesel v'aveda. Somebody goes over to Eidim, and he tells them, I'm making a shvua, you guys have to come and be made. And I've got a long litany of complaints against so-and-so. First of all, I gave him things, I gave him a pikadon, and there was also the things that he had was keeping for me, and there was things he literally stole from me, and he found things from me, and he never returned them. And I'm intending to sue this guy, sue the pants off of this guy, you better come in and be made. And they say, Shua she'in anu yodim lecha, she'esh lecha biyad ploni. We don't know anything at all about this. They know what you're talking about. Ein chayavim la'achas, because over there, their response, even though he had specifically stated every last element, but they just said, we don't know anything, in which case they made one shua. But suppose they respond to every last issue, and they say, Shua she'in anu yodim, she'esh lecha biyad. Everything together, we don't know, not from this and not from that. Then there would be chayav al kol achat v'achat. We already saw that the Torah was miyaseh dal achas miyaseh. So here we would view the shvuah, being as they respond to the shvuah individually, we view each shvuah as a separate shvuah. There's also the opposite case, where we have one basic tfiyah. Over here, the source of the tfiyah could be various things. It could be things that I asked him to keep for me, or a mashkin that he has for me, or that he never returned, or gezel, or aveda, and so on. But there could be one particular tefillah also. Let's say he says, Mashbia ani aleichem im lo tavo v'taidu sheyesh li biyad ploni pikadon. Indeed, it's a pikadon I gave him to hold. The thing is, that this pikadon consisted of various things. So you have chitim, orim, kusmim. Now over there, you don't have separate tfiot, like you had in Eurasia, where there's a tfiyah on a loan, and a tfiyah on a pikadon that he gave him, or a tfiyah on an aveda. There's one tfiyah. The one in which, of course, we can most easily define what it was a pikadon. We could have said the same thing. I mean, this guy found my wallet together with my computer. But also, he could list different things. Fine, we'll take one. So I gave him a pikadon of chitim, saurin, kusmim. Shua she'inonu yodim lecha edut. Again, here if they say, we don't know anything about anything he gave this guy to watch. Ein chayavim alachas. But if they say, shua she'inonu yodim lecha edut, she'esh lecha biyad ploni chitim saurim kusmim, exactly as he's defined it. So then each one is viewed separately. Ein chayavim alachas v'yachas. Mashbia ani aleichem. So far, the first case of the Mishnah was separate sources of viyah. The second case in the Mishnah was separate things that were involved in each. Separate chafei. The third case of the Mishnah is interesting, where a guy comes and he says, Mashbia ani aleichem lo tavo v'taiduni sheyesh li biyad ploni nezek v'chatzi nezek tashlomei kefa, tashlomei arba v'chamisha. Here we're talking about things that are owed of different types of tashlomim. So there, in the first case, we had different reasons for him to be holding these things. Either I made him a loan of money, or I gave him things to keep for me, and so on. Second one was different types of things, and over here, it's different sources to be mischayev in things. Let's see, Shor was mazik. That was one thing that he did. Or he's mechayev tashlumi arba v'chamisha because he shechted my animal that he stole, and so on. Or he says, sha'anas ish afoni et biti, ukitad biti. Now here, the issue is not that he says all of these things together. The point of here is not that separate type of things. Here it's not a list. It's either or. But the point of each one of these, at least one of these groupings, the Gemara is going to discuss what it seems to be, is that we're raising, apparently, the issue, first of all, of knas, because the Gemara is saying, l'chora, pitad biti, or anaset biti, or even chatzinezek, according to one Mandi Yomar, certainly tashlumi arba v'chamisha, tashlumi kefav, these are knosses. Well, we hadn't discussed knas up until now, so that would be one issue that's being raised, possibly. And then this other list over here raises another issue, and that is where he says that hikani bini, my son hit me. Now, over here he avoids the word chavalbi bini, because if his son would have hit him and made a chavala, then it would be a chi of nisa, and then he couldn't be tovea mama. But if he's saying hikani bini, my son hit me, that would mean that he hit me but did not cause a chabura. And if he didn't cause a chabura, so then there's no chiyav of Misa, in which case, whatever chiyav in there are. I mean, obviously, this was very embarrassing to him, so he can sue his son for boshet. Well, so then we're talking about a completely different type of chiddush. Or the same idea would be shechaval bichaveri, or hidlik et gidishi biyamakipurin. My friend, or my erstwhile friend, had beaten me and caused the chabur, which was a chilul of Yom Kippur, or he lit my barn on Yom Kippur. Now over here, it would also be similar to the case of the Ben, in that it's dealing with a komlei ben rabbi bin a yeshu, obviously at the same time, because over here there really is a chiyav of Koras, and the chiddush would be that Koras doesn't part to you as komlei ben rabbi bin a. So, the question, of course, that the Mishnah immediately raises to anybody is the status of Knas, because the beginning of the last piece seems to revolve around Knas. And we had, in fact, a Shaila. Iboilahu. Majbia Ede Knas Mahu. What's it then? If somebody goes to an aide and he wants him to testify to the fact that so-and-so did something that would be Machayev that person to Knas to me. Now, I just want to remind you that yesterday we went through the sugya of the Machlokes, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, and the Rabbana, as to what the din is of so-called Dover HaGoreim Lamoma. In other words, an edus that might lead to a person paying, such as, I think it might be an Eid Echad, who was testifying that would be Machayev, a guy to make a shua. Now, he may not want to make a shua, in which case he would be paying money. Or an aid who would be causing, and we had, of course, Gorim Magorim, would be causing a woman, perhaps, not to be willing to drink the Mayim HaMa'orim, and therefore she'd be Moda, that she should be Master her Ksuva. Would be another case where maybe, in other words, I'm doing something which may bring money. Now, certainly, there, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon said, Dover HaGoreim Lamoma is considered to be a real testimony, and therefore there's a chiyav of Shuas Eidus on it, and the Rabbanan disagreed. Now, there's another issue over here, which is, by Knas, the status as it currently stands is that if the Edom will come, he'll be chayav to pay. The question is, if before the Edom come, he's Moda the Knas, then he might be able to pocket himself from that testimony, in which case the Edom could say, look, it's all very nice that we know testimony, but we can't guarantee that that testimony is going to lead to an actual payment, because the guy could always be Moda. And then there's a further issue, which is this considered to be something that we could view as im lo yagid v'nasav ono at all? Because, after all, at the current time, the guy isn't chayav anything, and it's not just a question whether he will be chayav. If he's Moda, then there's no chayav at all. But this runs into a couple of issues. One is, not everybody agrees that if a guy is Moda, that he potters himself, even though Edom come. That's called Moda B'Knas V'Acharkach Bo Edom. So Moda B'Knas V'Acharkach Bo Edom would be chayav anyway, then it really doesn't matter. Because even if the guy had been Moda, then this is a straight out moment for you. Because I'm saying, look, what do I care if he's Moda? The fact is, if you go into court, you'll be made, he's going to have to pay. So there's no issue at all when it comes to that. The other question is, how does this interrelate with the deal that we had yesterday, of Dover HaGoreim Lamoma? Because if you say, well, okay, but even where there's a chance that somebody would be Machayev, I mean, maybe that's also Chayev, I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. Well, that may be true. Now, it happens to be, just to get us sufficiently confused, that there's a completely unrelated Machlokas of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon and the Rabbanan, which has nothing to do with this Machlokas of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon and the Rabbanan, but which has everything to do with the question of Knas. And that is, whether you hold Moda B'Knas V'Afrikach Bo Edim, it's Chayev. Now, what that depends on is, how do we understand the pasuk of Asher Yarshiun Elohim? Bezdin has to be Mashiach. When we darshan that, Asher Yarshiun Elohim Yishalim Shvayim L'Reyeyu, Prat Mashiach Atzmo. If you want to go ahead now and be Machayev yourself, the Torah is not Machayev. There's two ways of understanding that. One is, you want to go and be Machayev yourself, and we don't accept your testimony against yourself to be Machayev. If it was Mammon, you could say you owe it. But to be Machayev yourself, you can't be Machayev yourself. But it's certainly not an act of tours. It's not a source of chiyav. I mean, if Edom will come around and they'll say that you're chayav, the fact that you admitted that you were chayav doesn't now somehow magically bother you for everything. And that's what was Rav Shimon's approach. So that if Edom ultimately come, what do we care that you were Moda? The fact that you were Moda is reason not to be Machayev you, but it's not a reason to bother you. The other approach is that only where the chiyav comes because we know about it through Edom. But if we know about it through you, and we don't have the Asher Yashion Elohim, then you're part Mechayev from that point on. We don't even accept Eidos because we already know about this. We're Mechayev Yohanan. So in essence, it boils down to a Ptur. Now taking that into consideration, which is the Rabbanan Shita, we want to know today, what would be the din Iboilu Mashbia Eidei Knas Mahu? Somebody goes over to say, well, so-and-so stole money from me and hasn't paid the kefil. I want you to be Mechayev and kefil. What would be the din? So I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Obviously, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who holds that even where somebody was motivated to not, Adam can come and be Mechayim, there's nothing to discuss. The Loti Boilachot, you have Bo Adam the Aida. Let the Adam come. Let them be made, and at that point he'll be Mechayim, even though he previously had been Moda. My question would only be, Kiti Boilachot, Libet Rabbonin. The Rabbonin who say that Moda Beknas, Viacharkach Bo Adim Patur, having once been Moda, you can no longer be Mechayim, the guy. So our question is, in this case where the guy had not been Moda, and I come and I want these Adim to be made, whether the Adim can say to themselves, obviously they're denying to me that they know anything about it, but they can say to themselves, look, I mean, what's the point? We'll go, we'll be made. And by the time we get there, this guy will already have been Moda. Hey, who's to say we'll ever be Mechayev and anything? So that's our Shaila. No, wait. Before you ask the Shaila, I mean, you're only going, I'll leave it to Rabbanu, and all the Motiv, Gans, Rechakbo, Adim, Potter. But what about the other question we had yesterday, which was also about works between the Rabbanu and the Blazer from Shimon? Obviously, it doesn't have to be in the same Rabbanan, but I mean, what would the Rabbanan who argued with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon about the issue of what would they hold about the Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, and the Rabbanan Shimon and the Rabbanan about the Ragram Lamanan? Because if the Rabbanan that argue about Motiv Gans Vachkach Bo Adim, and they say that that person would be Potter anyway, agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon that a Dover Agarim Lamaman is Kimaman Dami, when it comes to that Machlokas, then we still have no question. Because it's not going to be worse than a Dover Agarim Lamaman. A Dover Agarim Lamaman not being Machayev Lamaman at all. Being Machayev Meshvuah. And I'm saying, maybe he'll swear, maybe he'll desire not to swear, and he'd rather pay. Yeah, maybe. So over here, it's certainly not worse than that, is it? Because I mean, I'm being made in Zion. Real straight out. I'm in Machayev Mamon. He's going to pay money now, my Shaila. He may get out of it. But in that's certainly going to be a different moment. In the other case, I wasn't even Machayev Mamon. I was being Machayev in something which he may be, in his own mind, willing to pay for rather than to do like the pay instead of making a Shvuah. Like the woman may take the loss of her tzuva rather than drinking the Mayim HaMorim, whatever. I mean, so over there, it's dependent on the determination of the Nidabah on what they're going to do, and whether they'll be Chayev at all. I mean, over here, there is a Chayev, except that he can get out of the Chayev. So if you're going to tell me that the Rabbanu Da'as and Gaman Tzvirlo, who do they hold like in your question? I mean, if they hold the Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon in our sugya, meaning in yesterday's sugya about Dover Agarim Lamama, so I know, Kama Dover Agarim Lamama Kamama Dami, this is certainly not going to be less a Chayev than that. Well, no. I'm assuming Rabbanan Dehaka. They hold, the Rabbanan over there that say that Motiv Gnas Vachakach Bo Adim is Potter, hold like the Rabbanan here who hold over Garmel Mamad is Lav Kamamad Dami. So now my question is, what's the din? Do we say, Kivan de Ilu Motiv Miftar Lav Bamanaka Kofarleh? Since Lamaisa, the defendant, would have been able to Potter himself in court by going in and being Motiv before the Adim come. So it's not really Mamon when they refuse to testify. Do we say, but as things currently stand, the guy had not been Moda, there was no Ptur, and since there was no Ptur, so they have to be made for the Chiyah. Tashma says, well, isn't that exactly what the case is in our Mishnah? I mean, this is the whole end of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mashbiya ni alechem, im lo tavoy v'tayiduni, sheyesh li b'yad ploni. Nezek, chasi nezek. Chasi nezek. As it is not. And it says over here that they're chayiv. So apparently you're chayiv for refusing to go ahead and say chatzi nezek. Now there's a very important diak in this Gemara, which is the subject of a great amount of discussion with Jonah and Aronim. And the Shaila is like this. When we say that Motiv Gnas is an act of tour, is that only where the person was mechayiv himself something? Because the guy who's the motor that he stole, he's going to have to pay Karen. So Karen, understand that in being mechayiv himself something, he parted himself from the other thing. But if a person would have nothing to lose, so he's going to go in and he's going to say, well, my sure damage, it was Tom. Oh, well, you're Potter, because Chatzi Nezek is Knas. Oh, thank you very much. I'm just trying to be a good citizen. So now he's in great shape. Doesn't lose a dime. All he did was Potter himself down. Are you going to say that in that case, Motiv Gnas Vachkach Bo Adim is Potter?
I mean, so then there's no point in ever creating a situation of chatzi nezek, because, I mean, obviously you got to be an idiot, not just an insurance policy. Go to court and tell the court, oh, a terrible thing happened, and the court will give you a psak that you're putter, and then it won't help for anybody to come. So bishleima, in a case where we understand that in your hodah you were b'chayav yourself something, understand that there it makes sense to say, okay, if you're moda, meanwhile you're paying $100,000 for what you did in terms of the karen. Now the shayla is, you want to put out to yourself, okay, so you're potter yourself, so now even when somebody comes, won't be b'chayav you. But how could it be that a person can actively potter himself on something that he has absolutely no downside on? And yet the Gemara is saying over here that chatzi nezek, we're asking, I'll leave it to Rabbanan and hold motiv knas, the achakach boreidim is potter. So you see from here that Modifikans Yavkarak Boredim is Potter even in a case where it's not Bechayev, you a dime. That's the Shaila. So some want to try to get out of it by saying that this is not an example of a case where it's not Bechayev, you a dime. Because if you're Moda, then the next time you're Shar damages, you could be Bechayev yourself Nezik Shalim. Because you're one step closer to Muad by admitting that you're Shar. It has downside financial implication for you. Okay, but I'm just being ma'orah the sugya, the b'chla lo pashur, because we have to be machalik in our minds between the two types of motive b'knas. Alright, so in any event, getting now to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah seems to be saying that when it comes to chatzi nezek, it would be motive b'knas, and nonetheless it says over the yedem rechayah. So it's going, oh, wait. That's only if you hold that chatzi nezek is not fine. Then you've got a raya. So, but what about according to the other mandi omers? What if you hold Paganiskas Knas, then you do have a riot. So Mahikala Maimar, how are you going to get out of it according to him? I mean, it seems that with the Mishnah, certainly that's not an issue in the Mishnah. If we're taking for granted that if you hold Chatzi Nezek, it's Knas, that you would be Chayev in a Shvua for not being willing to be made, so there's your answer. I mean, I don't have to prove it according to everybody. Why would that be a Machlokas? If it's clearly true that Alibet Aman Yomar Chatzi Nezek is Knas, the Mishnah is saying you're Chayev as a Shvua Sireitis, and that's called Vishama Kalala. And that's called him lo yagid. It's not your answer. Not necessarily. Who's to say chatzi nezek is ever knas? Maybe it's talking about chatzi nezek tzroros. Chatzi nezek tzroros is a told of a regel. Regel is momon. So the only difference is that if the regel of a shor crushes something directly, steps on something, so you're chayim nezek shalom. We have a local measure mitzinai that tells us that if the nezek was done through hatazat tzroros, in other words, the regel stepped on a pebble, the pebble flew and hit something, they only pay chatzi nezek. Not because of the knas, because the local measure mitzinai, the regel, in that case, pays chatzi nezek. Okay, so maybe that's the reference. Nezek and chatzi nezek is a reference to nezek of regel. And chatzi nezek of regel. They also give me a letter of mono. You can't be right from that case in the Mishnah. Okay. I mean, how about reading the next line? I mean, it says over there, tashlumei kefa. Well, tashlumei kefa always includes care. Maybe he wants you to be made on the tashlumei kefa, but the reason that you're chayiv is because in not being made, the guy can't even get back his mono, which is care. All right, fine. Tashlumei arba v'chamisha. It's also, there's care in there too. Well, how about your anat ish ploni or pita et biti? How about that case? Okay. Who's to say it's a reference to the knas? Maybe it's a reference to the boshes and the pagam, where over there the father has a right to be tovea boshes to pagam. So then, I understand. So then, what's the chiddush? I mean, what do I care why the guy would be chayav mom? What are you telling me a list of reasons for the guy to be with chayav mom? It's my kamashma. If you're going to tell me that the new part of the mishnah is that you're chayav on knas, that tells me something. But if you're telling me that these are just additional cases of mom, why mention it? Well, no, I'll tell you because you see, I can't tell you each case. That's true. I can't show you each case why it's a chiddush, but I can show you that in each set of cases, because certainly normally these things go together. In other words, if I can explain to you why it says one, then I can explain to you why it also throws in kefel, arba v'chamisha, and so on. So I'll tell you, each case in this seifa has a chiddush. The first case is reisha chodek hamashma, seifa chodek hamashma, even though it's only one chiddush. Reisha chodek hamashma, the reisha wanted to discuss chatzi nezek tzroros. So maybe it threw in already the various other bases, nezek, chatzi nezek, and so on. So it's to tell me that chatzi nezek tzroros is moment, and that's why it's included, because if it were knas, it wouldn't be included. And the seifa that the chiddush over there is that even though the case where I was matna, the case of the son, you're right, there's not no real chiddush. But since I'm talking about Karmel ben Rabbi, and there is a chiddush when it comes to Yom Kippur, because not everybody agrees that if you punch a guy in the nose on Yom Kippur, give him a bloody nose, that you would be chayav. Could be you would be potter. If you hold that the chorus of Yom Kippur is also potter because of Karmel ben Rabbi, and there is such a shita. So therefore, the case in the Mishnah that says this guy punched me in the nose on Yom Kippur, or he burned down my barn on Yom Kippur, there's a chiddush, because it's lafuke. It's Vafuke Midrem Nechunya Ben Akana. Because according to Rem Nechunya Ben Akana, he, Hayaose Yom Kippur and Kishavas and Tashlumin, he said there's no difference between a Chi of Chorus and a Chi of Nisa in terms of Kabbalah Ben Rabbim in it. And just like by Shabbos, even if it was Bishoge and so on, and there's not really an Chi of Nisa, but it's something that would be Machai of Nisa, so we say that it fathers you. So too by Yom Kippur. So that's the Chiddush maybe in the last group of cases, Kabbalah Ben Rabbim in type cases, and the Chiddush in the first group of cases might just be that Nezek type cases is that as long as there's an element of a moment in them, that's good for the Chiddush. This is moment. Even though it's Chatzi Nezek, it's still moment. Well, okay, how about from this? Tashma. Mashbiani Alechem, im lo tavo v'ta'iduni, she'otzi ish ploni shemra albit. Over there, the father of the girl that so-and-so took to court claimed the Lomatsati would be Kapitulim. The guy says, well, okay, I was in court. I never completed the countersuit. Because now if he was found not to be telling the truth, the husband, now the father can countersue the husband and demand payment for the Mea Kesef. So I didn't do that, so I want you to be made about what happened in court. And there it says like this, that they would be chayim because they were over on the Shavuos Eilus. And then it says something strange. Hodami piatzmo patur. If he had been motivated b'tzniatzmo in this bezdin, about the fact that he had been motzi shemra in that other bezdin, so then he would be potter. Now that sounds like he would be potter. Because even though the same case in the Reisha, it's talking about Adim that would be coming in to be Mechayim. But had he been Moda himself, it wouldn't have helped if he would have came in and he had been Moda, right? Because he would have been potter already. It would have been an act of Torah, and Adim coming in wouldn't have meant the darn thing. No. Well, yeah, obviously, so now that means he's going to leave the Rabbanah, right? Because you're saying Moda B'Knas, the Afikach Bo Adim over here would be potter. Nonetheless, it says in the Reisha that you're chayav. Because as long as he hadn't been Moda, and the Adim at that point had said, no, we don't know anything, when they did know perfectly well, so they would be chayav. So you see, there's your answer. What was your question? The question was, according to Rabbanan, all Moda B'Knas Fakir Bo Adim is potter. And it says over here, Hodim at the Atzvot potter, which means Moda B'Knas Fakir Bo Adim is potter. And it is the din that a witness refuses to testify before such a Hodim chayav or not. It says the finish. That if he refuses to say that each phone was Moshe Shemra al Bikit Chayavim. Even though the same case, Hodim Bifiatzvo would be Potter. There's your answer. The Farish. Says the Gemara, who's this? What it means, the Farish? How do you know that it's going according to Rabbanim? Maybe it's going according to Rebbe Elazar of Shimon, who holds that if Moshe Bikzaz Rakar Boim would be Chayav, because he says Yavo Edom V'Yahidim. What are you talking about? How could it possibly be with Rebbe Elazar of Shimon? Read the next words. It says that if he was in the Sefer, Hodim Mi'atzvo Potter. So I understand. Who's that going like? That's obviously going like the Rabbanan. I mean, so what are you telling me now? That in mid-sentence we switch to the Rabbanan. The first case was going according to Rebbe Elazar of Shimon, and that's why you're chayav. That was crazy. Obviously, the whole thing is Rabbanan, and it's telling me in the Reisha that nonetheless, as long as the guy wasn't Moda, if an aide refuses to testify, it's chayav. No, not necessarily, says the Gemara. The whole thing might be Rebbe Elazar of Shimon. You're misunderstanding the point in this Eva. What it's really saying is like this. Kula Rebbe Elazar of Shimon, Ba'afika Amar. Rebbe Shimon is explaining his logic. He's saying, look, the reason that Chayavim is because it won't help the guy to be Moda. Because only Hodami Piatzmo is Potter. Meaning, Lo Mashkachas Lo Hodami Piatzmo, the Potter after the Lakeidim Klau Va Hodami Atzmo. What he's trying to say is, the Torah only pottered where the source of the Chiyav is the Hodami Piatzmo. But since over here, if the Eidim come, it won't help him to be Moda, that's exactly why I'm saying Chayavim. So this may not be, and that's not a reference to this case, Hodami Piatzmo Potter. What Rebbe Elazar of Shimon is, where is Moda B'Knas Potter? Only when it's entirely Mipiatzmo, and there's no Eidim. That's where we say Hodami Mipiatzmo Patur. But in this case, the Eidim, even if the guy had already been Moda, should he have Eidim via Eidim? If they refuse to be made, let them pay their carbon Shvua. You have to say that twice because you missed the first one, but it's okay. We'll take a question. We'll go back there.
Why can't you link the effect of the Eidut to the mitzvah? You have to say Eidut.
You're questioning the Bechlal, our whole Yisod. Something you should have asked 3 days ago. Okay, good. It takes time. It's all right. But that, you're absolutely right. Except that the Torah said, it put it in a strange way. It said, Im lo yagid v'nasavuno. That lashon of yagid means that he says something that has an implication, a monetary implication. That's how we learned that Asi in front of Bez and Asi. Ha'im higid. In other words, in a case where mitzchayim zemamon. That was the Biyak in the Gemara. So okay, you're right that if you were making up the Torah, there might have been grounds to say that there's a chiyuv and unwillingness to give testimony. And you create a new category, but that's not the category that I could have ever created. So, I mean, there may be analogs in other universes of such possibilities. It's not entirely outgivided. You want to take that again?
Just a hiding image.
Okay. This is a Shaila, actually, and which one is it for? Right. But it's the same question as whether you say Atachon Antame, the second time you misspell Mitzvah Shabbos for the Minhag on Shabbos. So which was the one that was for the first Mishnah, and which was the one for the second Mishnah?
Obvious.
It's obvious.
The second was for the first.
So, the Mishnah says like this. Now, we've had until now elements of monetary, direct monetary issues. Here the guy that wants, he likes to be able to be Mesei Akapov and to have everybody, sit and listen to him every day.
Or if he did
Now, that's why I didn't say that, my dear friend. We'll discuss that in a moment. So he says, be made that I'm a Kohen, or be made that I'm a Levi, or be made that I'm not a Ben Gerusha, or I'm not a Ben Chalutza, or be made that this guy is a Kohen, or this guy is a Levi, or that he's not a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza. Or, now, these cases are not exactly the same, because the first case, the issue, of course, is it a monetary question? If it's not a monetary question, then it may not be included under the Im Lo Yagid, because if we say, hey, the Yagid, Umitchayev Zemamon. The second grouping is where, Lechora, it's not the Tovea. And we already said, we saw from Shmuel, and we looked ahead at that point, that if it's not the Tovea himself, then you can't be Bechayev a person of Korban Shvua. So he would be Potter, because, I mean, what do you mean, this guy's a Kohen? If he wants me to say he's a Kohen, let him come and say that I should say he's a Kohen. So it sort of complicates matters by throwing in another issue. Now we get yet another issue. Sh'anat ish loni et bito, or pita et bito. So in that case, now, here it isn't clear. The anas upita, who is the bito? Who is the ishloni? If it's a reference back to the first guy, and the bito is a reference to me, shanat ishloni et bito upita et bito, so then that would mean, to yet another person. In other words, I'm being tovea ones for Joe, daughter, that this guy that throws a poem did. There's nothing to do with me. So it's totally without any kind of my business. I'm a third party, and I'm coming along and I'm saying, that guy was Ma'aneh, that guy's daughter. Right. Now, that's one possibility. That the simple way of reading the Mishnah was that he was Ma'aneh Mefateh, his own daughter. Right. Now, the problem, Biti was the first Mishnah. It's definitely not him. It may be another party, just like the previous case of the Mishnah was. Now, the reason that Rashi doesn't like the shot at B.O., meaning his own daughter, is because then where is the tvi'a? Because after all, if it's his own daughter, who is the one that zocha? The father is the one who zocha, his daughter's not. So who exactly is supposed to be paid here? That's the problem. The Tosafot says, I don't see why that's a problem. Why can't it be talking about, you okay there? Why can't it be talking about a case where she was already yotzei from the rishus of the father? Let's say she should be mu'reset, and she was nisgarsha, and then it's like she doesn't have a father. Now she has her own tviya.
So she would get it.
Now. So then it would be a tviya. It would be a tviya in the case of a chiyuv misa, and then it would tie into
to the coming cases, which is that the guy did it on Shabbos, he burned down my barn on Shabbos, or he stuck me in the nose on Shabbos, and those cases are Chiyav Misa cases. Maybe this could be included in the Chiyav Misa case. There's two ways of learning this middle piece. Either the problem is that it's a Chiyav Misa case that's going with the Sefer about Yul Shabbos, or I'm just talking about a Raisin, or it's going with the middle case, which is a Tviyah on behalf of someone else where I'm not involved. See, the additional problem is that if it's a case in which he seduced his daughter, so then she was mochela. Because if she allowed herself to be seduced, then included in the seduction is a mechila for any monetary tviyot. Obviously, I mean, we don't go with this modern idea, you know, you go sue somebody and then they can sue you. I mean, if you agree, you agree. But the thing is that you can get out of that also. And get out of that by saying, Tosa says, that it's going according to the Shita that holds that there is the machlokas about whether it's only a Nara, a Murad, but not a Murad, not a Murad, whether it's only a Nara that has the dinyan of a Nara, but it's also a Tana. If it's a Tana, then there's no Mechila, because the Tana can't be Mochela. So the case could then be that it was Yosef Rishusav. She has no Mechila, however, because she needs to be a Bardasni Mochel. And so Manela, the Tzviya would be on behalf of the Tana that she should be able to collect from her father for the seduction, because the seduction of a katana is the equivalent of a rape. Fine. Okay. So we have two ways of learning the mission. Now, the closing case is much clearer, and that would be Shechaval Bibani. And Chaval, of course, is that there's a Chabura. If there's a Chabura, then the son is Chayav Misa. And or Stamagai, sock me in the nose or burn down my Gadish on Shabbos, which is also Chayav Misa, not just Horus, like the first Mishnah. So in all of these cases, you're Potter. Now, the first case, you're Potter, why? Because it's a question that isn't directly Moma. Now, as Saba Josh pointed out, what if the guy wants truma? I mean, maybe it would be no gay a truma. And here there's an interesting machlokas achronim. Mean, some learn that the tviyah has to be specifically on issues of moment, not just be no gay a moment. So Mamela, if this person had simply been asked to be made that I'm a Kohen, hadn't spoken about the invocation, then there's no, we don't view it as a tviyah moment. It's only if the person said, I want the right to keep my truma, and this guy wants to take away my truma, claiming I'm not a Kohen, but then in a finale, there's no question it would be a momon tviyah. Alright, then there's the shadow, whether it has to be talking about where Badaka wouldn't be no gay a moment. There would be Bizman Azer, there would be no monetary implications. But it's interesting that it has implications. The Gemara, though, is bothered by the middle case. The middle case is very confusing because it puts two issues together. It's trying to change one of the elements. So what element does it change? It changes the element of, is it the Tovea himself or is it the other guy? Is he coming for an Ish Ploni? So what does that mean? So time of the Ish Ploni coin, Ish Ploni lady. So you're telling me the only reason that I'm Potter is because I put in a tviyah that had to do with somebody else. But in other words, even though it's only for somebody else, had it been a monetary tviyah for somebody else, because otherwise what are you throwing in the coin business? If you want to just change the question of who the Tovea is, then don't confuse me by saying, well, since it also wasn't monetary, I mean, even if it would be me, it wouldn't be monetary. So in other words, it would mean that the whole Kiddush is the exact opposite. The only reason that he's Potter is because you only claimed that he's a Kohen. But suppose you claimed, I want you to testify that he owes him $100, that then even though you are not the Tovea, that he would be Chayav. I thought we said the whole time you have to hear me piat tovea. That was Shmuel's whole point. And we saw later on in the Mishnah it says Beferish. Achi Yishkami piat tovea. So this whole middle piece doesn't make any sense at all. In other words, if you would tell me this case, and it was money, not kahuna, a money laploni piat ploni, would be the question of money, yon dechayavim. How could that be? How could Tony say Achi Yishkami piat tovea? So Shmuel, of course Shmuel was the one who was the original Mechadish, thought that we should understand clearly that it has to be Tovei in every sense. Even Ratzach HaRav is not enough with Shmuel Fidesz. That the case in our Mishnah, the Fiddish in our Mishnah, is that the guy is coming with the power of attorney. And he's above our Shah. So as an attorney, he's considered to be the Tovei, despite the fact that he is personally uninvolved. And therefore it's saying that Ein Hachinami, there is a case in which an attorney would be potter because it's not involved moment. It's involved with status. But had it involved moment, an attorney would be chayav. Meaning it would be chayav the aid in a carbon. Now that's the problem.
We saw before that if it was Sholach Yad Avdei and so on, that that's not considered to be Mipia Toveya. And yet, the Gemara elsewhere says, and Tosus has the Kasha, that the halacha is that Abba Bar Shah is considered to be, although it's a Makhlokas, but we keep asking, that Abba Bar Shah is coming Mitam Shlichut. So, but we have that, Lechara. If that's the case, we could be talking about a Harsha. The problem is that we have that famous Naradoi that say that Lo Katvinan Urchata Metaltalin. We don't write a Harsha on Metaltalin because it's a Mirzika Shikra. Who's to say that there is Metaltalin? You say there's Metaltalin. If the thing doesn't exist, how are you writing a Harsha on something that doesn't exist? And Adam is signing on his power of attorney to be Tovea, something that doesn't exist. If there's a piece of Harsha, that's there. Now the question is, okay, who owns this karka? I want you to be Tovea this karka for me. Okay, fine. I'll sign on that. But you claim, where is the chitim that I gave him? I want you to be Tovea for me. Who say that such chitim even exist? That they ever existed? How can anybody sign our shah like that? Which therefore, Tainan Ardoi, we never write our shah like that. And since over here, remember the Mishnah is a parallel, and the case that we had before was Mana Biyat Ploni, or Kusvin and Saurin Biyat Ploni, then that has to be the equivalent case over here of the Harsha'ah. And it means that it's possible to come into Harsha'ah on those things. Says the Gemara, even that's not a problem. Because where do we say that the Nardoi don't write an Urchatamatatli? Hanimilehech the Kafre. Avalo Kafre Katvina. If the guy never denied owing the money, then that's not an issue. So therefore I can write that Harsha. Now, the question is, once I write the Harsha and I take the guy to court and I want him to pay up and then he claims he paid and whatever, okay, now my Harsha now stands. Then I can be Tovei, because initially he didn't deny the existence of the original Shmiya. Now, when I come to court, now he changes his mind and he says, well, yes, but I already paid it, and so on. So that's how Harsha can be used. And that's essentially the case over here. Who's to say that he was called for Lechatchila? Farabon. Minayin she'ena katub medaber ala b'tiyat mamo. Who's to say that in lo yagid v'nasa avono that has been bothering Rebbe Abe? I mean, it's sort of a big jump to decide. Of course, that means in yagid that he would chayev mamo. Maybe not moment. Maybe just that it should mean a meaningful later. What's wrong with status? The word yagid doesn't mean moment. So who's to say? And here, we're going to get into a long, which we won't finish today, a long discussion of the implications of the tzukim in the sugya that imply that Shavuos Ha'edus is a reference to a response to a tzviya of moment. And there's many different approaches. So we begin with Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, look, if you examine the list that it mentions over here, it's got a whole list of O's. Okay, so it says, Nefesh ki techata v'shama kol Allah, v'hu aid, O ra'a, O yada. So there's O's. Now, if you like the O's, you have to look at the other O's, which is in our sugya of Shavuos HaPikudon, over there it's the same thing. So Nefesh ki techata mo'al mo'al v'Hashem, v'kichesh ba'amito, let's start with the O's. B'pikudon, O b'tzomet yad, O b'gazel, O ashaket amito, O list of O's. So therefore, what we have to say is that the O's have it. And Malahalan in a Madabrel with Viat Mamon, Afkan in a Madabrel with Viat Mamon. So O is always a reference to a Tvias Mamon. Now wait a minute, that's not true. There's other psukim that talk about O's, and they're talking about murder. How about the O in of a Rotseach? Over there it says, in Besin Ayet Fenu. O, Ishlich Alav Bitzdiya. O, Be'eva Hikahu. What's wrong with those O's? And those O's are definitely murderous O's. So why can't we say that here too? It's referring to things like, my son attacked me or whatever. We're talking about Chiyuve Misa. Shein Oin. And in Medamim Shalobit Tviat Mamon, they're talking about maybe anything. So then a Tviat status is certainly fine. Well, because Donin Oin Shieshimayim Shvuami, Oin Shieshimayim Shvuami, Yochiach Oin Jerotseach, Shenimayim Shvuami, we want to stick to the Sugya. The Sugya is Shvua. Okay, if we find in Shvuas HaPikudon a whole list of Oin, and we find in Shvuas HaEdus a whole list of Oin, then it makes sense that the Oin of Shvuas HaEdus is similar to the Oin of Shvuas HaPikudon. And they're talking about Chiyuv Mamon. Well, we say that the word suggesting that every place the word O appears is a reference to Mamon, but in the context of Shvua, it is a reference to Mamon. There are other Oin that have to do with Ritzicha, fine. Now wait a minute, what about the Oin of the Sota? Oin the Sota, Yochichu, where over there you have Oin,
We have a lot of Oin over there. V'kineet ishtovi nitma. O avar alav ruach kina vilo nitma. O ish asheta avar alav ruach kina. A lot of Oin. And over there you have Oin, and you have a Shvua, says the Feresh, that's the Yakohen, or the Shvua Talmud, it's the same thing. So, and it's talking over there, not in the Tviat Momon, it's talking about over there, of a Chiyav Misa too. Because Dunin Oin Shieshu Mahem Shvua Ve'eni Mahem Kohen, the overall thing is, we look for the context. Context is Ein Shvua, yes, which includes the Roter business. And also, an issue that does not involve a Kohen. I mean, this whole thing with the Sotas, the Kohen has to make the Shvua and so on. What does this sugya have to do with something that has to do with the Kuna and the Beis HaMikdash and so on? So we darshan Oin Shieshimayim Shvua Ve'enimayim Kohen. From Oin Shieshimayim Shvua Ve'enimayim Kohen. But Ayokichu, first of all, let's say the Oin of Rotzea. There's no Shvua. Ayokichu Oin the Sota, even though there's Shvua, Shieshimayim Shvua, but Yeshimayim Kohen. So therefore, I stand by my limud to Rebbe Eliezer, that the point is that it's a reference because of the context of Shvua Zepikudon. It's clearly, oh, in terms of monetary tviot. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't know any of this owing stuff. It's very simple. The Torah says in the sugya of Shvua Zedus, v'haya ki yesham la'achas mi'ela. Now, mi'ela means not all, just some. So yesh me'ela shu chayav, yesh me'ela shu patur. There are certain types of tviyot v'shama kol Allah that you'd be chayav on, and certain types of shama kol Allah that you'd be patur on. Haketzer, I'll tell you which one is which. If it's a tviyah of mamon, he's chayav. If it's a tviyah of davar acher, of anything else, he's patur. How Rabbi Akiva concluded that seems to be rather arbitrary, and tomorrow the Gemara's are going to ask. I mean, maybe the exact opposite, maybe only something chomur or like me, so you'd be chayav on or whatever. Okay, that we'll see. We're first just going through the shitas, basically. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, what's the problem? If you look at the pasuk, it says, v'hu aid, o ra'ah o yada. Now, what does o ra'ah o yada mean? The Torah is telling you that we're talking about over here an edut hamitkayemet, either through ri'iyah or through yidiyah. Now, if you think about it, does the word o ra'ah o yada make any sense by testimony? Well, what does that mean, you know, but you didn't see? You see, but you didn't know. I mean, you're coming as an aid, then you see and you know. Ah, if the Torah was machalic between an aid who knows but doesn't see, or an aid who sees but doesn't know, now there's only one place where such a thing is possible, and that's where it comes to moment. And I'll show you. I'll show you a case like that is possible. Because look, you have over here an aidus amitkayemes b'ri'iyah below yediyah, or b'yediyah below ri'iyah. And that's what the pasuk's talking about, which can only be talking about moment. What's the case? Simple. Ri'iyah below yediyah. Here I'll give you an example of an aidus on something that he sees and he has it displayed to him what he sees. He watches a guy count out $100 in singles to somebody else. Has absolutely no idea whether that guy's giving him change or whether he's giving a donation to charity. He doesn't know what he's saying. All he knows is that he saw such an event. Meanwhile, the guy who was counting out the dollars goes over to the person that, in fact, he had lent those dollars to, and he said to him, well, remember the $100 I counted out to you, I lent you? I want it back. The guy says, what $100 are you talking about? It's $100 I lent you. I don't remember any $100. But Joe was standing there. He watched me count out $100. He says, if you can bring me witnesses that you counted out $100, real witnesses, not some shit, you come to court, let people testify, I'll say. Okay, so he goes over now to Joe and to Shmo, and he says, look, I got a case. If you don't come and say that you saw the guy count out $100, he's not going to pay. If you do, he is going to pay. So they say, well, what do we know? We saw, it doesn't matter what you know. Did you see? Yes, we saw. Fine, that's all that's necessary.
We,
of course, every Shmo says this, yeah. Okay, so you have plenty of the Aido. That's the case of Re'iyah below Yediyah. And I'll show you an example of Yediyah below Re'iyah too. Ketzad. Mana hodeta livifnei ploni uploni. The guy comes over to someone and he says, you remoted, you owed me $100, and you said it in front of those two witnesses, Joe and Shmo. So he says, I don't know, but yavo ploni uploni v'yayidu. Let them come and say that they heard me say I owed you $100. Now, they know that the guy said he owes him $100. I have no idea. Was it a loan? Was it a gift? Was it? They said, look, we didn't see anything. We know that he owes him $100 because he said so. That's all. That's the case of Yediyah without Re'iyah. We didn't see anything. So that is Yediyah below Re'iyah. Being as the Torah said, who ate Ora'au Yada? There's only one thing I could be talking about, and that's a Tviyah of Mamon. You could never have an equivalent situation which would be a Tviyah of non-Mamon. That would be Re'iyah without Yediyah, or Yediyah without Re'iyah. Rabbi Shimon said, I have a fourth approach. That explains why it's only Momenet. Because look, we find two places where the Torah was b'chayev you uniquely for a shvua, not just for the sheker, but especially halacha of shvua to edus. We have shvua to edus. We have shvua to pikada. Now mala halan. The two cases where the Torah excluded a whole set of shuas from the normal context of shuas sheker and shuas nitui, it's reasonable to say that there's a common denominator to both of them. And just like by shuas ha-pikad, it says openly, and the whole issue over there is fiyat mamon, so afkan, it's reasonable to say that when it comes to shuas ha-idut, besides which, forget about it's reasonable, it's a kind of chomer. If a pikadon over there, it's a very broad type of yiv, isn't it? I mean, over there, pikadon, asabo nashim, danashim. There's none of the special din in the Abbai Shuas of Pikadon. Doesn't matter whether it's a male or a female, whether somebody is Korov or he's Rochok, obviously. I mean, what's the difference for Pikadon? Is he relative or not? He's possible for the din. He's not possible for the din. Even if you're in front of Bezdin, you swore five times in a row. No, I don't owe you anything. No, I never owed you anything. You'd be chayav on everyone separately. And you'd be chayav also shalom b'shnei beizin. Nonetheless, over there, ain't a medavar elu b'tviyat mamon. Such a broad shvua. And yet, they're limited it to a chayav of b'tviyat mamon. So when you're talking about shvua to avis, which is very limited in its application. I mean, lo asaba nashim ka nashim. Lo asaba krovim krofokim. Lo asaba psulim k'sherim. You'd only be chayav once in front of Bezdin, because the second time already you're not chayav to be an aid. So as we said, in a chayav al-Achas, Rabbi Shimon was mazbir in the Mishnah. So then, what, you're going to say, oh, but this is very broad application, whether it was mammon or whether it was anything else, that's nonsense. If pikadon is only a very limited application, despite its broad description in terms of where it applies, koshikim shuas edus, which is so limited, is only going to apply to the same issues that shuas hapikadon applies to. And therefore, it's a kal v'chomer too. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, the kal v'chomer, that's not no kal v'chomer. Because I can say, a pikadon, of course, a pikadon, you have to make the shvua yourself. A pikadon is no chiyav if you do it b'meizu, it's only if you do it b'shoge. So mala pikadon shurkein lo asaba mushbak and ishbak. I mean, shvua zedis is a very powerful application, because even if you don't take the shvua, it's off your chayav. Even if the other guy makes the shvua in front of bezdin. So if that's the case, then maybe the Torah is makbid on any type of edus also, since it's so makbid on the shvua, so easy to get into trouble with the shvua. Furthermore, the Torah is even b'chayev yo b'meizit to bring a karma. So over here, what are you going to say? By edus, we're also by mushba kenishba meizit b'shogei. Therefore, it says, now Rabbi Shimon, I'll tell you my real limud. I got you the night. But here's my real limud. Talmud loma techata, techata l'gzera shava. Nema kan techata. It says by shvuas ha'edus. Nefesh ki techata, v'sham'a kol Allah. So that's the kol Allah, that's the shvuas ha'edus. And nema lahalan by shvuas ha'pikadon. Nefesh ki techata starts off exactly the same way. Umo alamo.